I cannot get through. I have been trying to call for the last 20 minutes to get an ambulance over to this woman's house, okay? So if you guys can please help me, I am desperate right now.
Let me start by saying this is not tea, but I do report on what goes on in these YouTube streets. I also want to say our prayers are with Brandy and Tasha K. Both went through a traumatic experience. I also want to say to Tasha, I removed addresses. No address is said or shown in this video. The next clip you're about to see is of Tasha calling out, crying out for help.
I need everybody right now. I need everybody right now to, if you are in the Gardena, California area, if you are in the Gardena, California area, there is a woman that I was on FaceTime with, okay? She just took a bottle of pills and she drank it with a bottle of liquor. I have exhausted calling 911. I cannot get through. So I need anybody that's in the California area right now. The address is above this video. It's Gardena, California. Can you please get through and have them send an ambulance and tell them there is a girl that is dying right now? Please. If you guys can hang up, the address is above this video. Gardena, California. Please call the police in LA County. I cannot get through. I have been trying to call for the last 20 minutes to get an ambulance over to this woman's house, okay? So if you guys can please help me, I am desperate right now. I got her singing ABC. She's on the other line. I need your help. I don't usually do this, okay? She downed 2 bottles of pills, okay? 2 bottles of pills and a full bottle of liquor. I need help, guys.
So that's how it began, at least for the viewer. Tasha taking to her platform, asking subscribers for help. Please help me help Brandy. So Tasha privated the clip you just saw. She came back and explained to us exactly what happened behind the scenes during her FaceTime interview with Brandy.
I deleted the video. I put the video on private because when I called her on FaceTime, the guy, her stepdad that she's living with, had finally, I guess he went to the other room because at first he told me he didn't want to call 911. He was like, "Lady, who are you?" And so finally he called 911. So when I called her back, the paramedics were surrounding her. So let me tell y'all what happened. I apologize for doing this. I don't ever do this, but I was on the phone literally for 20 minutes getting transferred all over California after she took pills. So Brandy from Bad Girls Club, we're doing a FaceTime interview using my phone. She's very intoxicated. She's crying. I think she was like in season 5 and she's like, "You know, Tasha, I've been getting bullied all day because of something that I said about another cast member." So I'm talking to her. I can tell, like, of course she's really drunk. So I asked her what she had been drinking and she showed me the bottle, and the bottle was finished. It was like a bottle like this of, like, I don't know, it was brown liquor, and she was drinking some juice behind it. So she just kept talking. I mean, she was saying everything. She was kind of all over the place. And so as I'm about to wrap up, she says, "I want to die." And I say, "No, don't say that. You know, you're just going to wake up tomorrow." Then she proceeds to pick up the pills, 2 bottles of medication, I guess that she's on for anxiety and stuff like that. I don't know. But she downed both of the pills while we were on FaceTime live. And she drank it with the remaining, I guess, portion of the alcohol. And so when she did that, I'm trying to tell her, "Stop, stop." You know, at first I'm like, she's not really doing this. And then when I saw that they were actually prescription pills is when I was like, "Brandy, I said, stop. So she's drunk. She's out of her mind. She's drinking and she took the pills. And so I hang up to call 911. They said they couldn't transfer me. So they gave me 1-800 numbers. So I'm calling 1-800 numbers. I'm getting transferred around, and then finally I got to LA County. LA County had me on hold. I was on hold with LA County for at least 7 minutes. Now mind you, this is 20 minutes past and she's down 2 full bottles of prescription medications with alcohol.
Whew, that is a lot. Well, there are more clips to show. In the next clip, Tasha talks about how Brandy's parents responded to their daughter being in an emergency. It was so disturbing, especially the mother, because that's her biological mother. I guess the stepfather just doesn't care.
And so I finally called back. I just hang up in LA County and I call her back. Her mom literally picked up and hung up the phone in my face. I don't know what type of mom that is, but I would not pick up if somebody calling me telling me my daughter just OD'd and hang up in a person's face. And I called 9 times. So she managed to walk into the kitchen and she fell on her face in the kitchen. And her stepdad was in there. I said, sir, please call 911. All he was saying was, lady, who are you? I don't know you, lady. I said, sir, please call 911. She just drank a full bottle of alcohol and 2 bottles of pills. By this time, she was on the floor. He told me, I'm tired of the police coming to my house. And he left. So that's when I got on live to tell y'all to please call 911 because I could not get through. Her family just completely just shut down. And so I guess, like, when I got off the live with y'all, I called back. He picked up. And the paramedics were surrounding her. So thank you for even trying to help. But I don't do stuff like that. But I was not going to let a lady die in front of me on FaceTime at all. I don't care what her family has to say. I don't care what anybody got to say. But ain't nobody going to die in front of me. I don't care what type of past they got, what type of drugs they're on, what they're going through. Nobody deserves to die like that. Obviously, she's in some type of pain and she's going through it. So I apologize. I'm going to go and get myself together. But I just want to tell you, they're there. I don't know how she's going to be doing. I'm going to try to call and check up. But I imagine, you know, she's going to make it through because they're there on time. You know, I had an incident like that with my mom. So that really, really put me in a different type of way. Because I had an incident like that with my mom when I was 12 years old. She did the same. She had a bottle of I guess she was drinking Serum 7. I was 12 years old. And I just happened to get up. She had went to the club. And her boyfriend was in there sleep, you know, naked. And she was in, like, another part of the house. So something just told me to get up in the middle of the night. And when I got up, I went in there. And she was, like, slurring. And then I saw, like, the pills. And I saw her alcohol. And I'm 12 at the time. And I'm like, Mom, you okay? And she's like, she couldn't really communicate, but I was like, Mom. And then she just fell to the side. You got to understand how traumatic that is for a child. So, you know, my mom's boyfriend's son manages to come in from the club. It was like deja vu playing over again with this situation. So my mom's boyfriend's son comes in. And I asked him, he had a girl in the car. I said, please send my mom to the hospital. He told me no. Told me no. And so I said, listen, if you don't take my mom to the hospital, I'm gonna hurt you. And then finally he just, okay, and he picked her up and put her in the car because he was tired and he was drunk. This was that situation play out all over again in my face. I'ma get myself together and I will see y'all. Let me just get myself together. So I apologize. I did not mean to scare anybody, but I was exhausted out. I was all exhausted out. So I apologize and good night. Okay.
Again, our prayers are with Brandy and Tasha. I hope some people can see why both need prayer. I've seen comments of people saying, why are we praying for Tasha? She went through the traumatic experience as well. And this is the second time, as you guys just heard. And also, please seek help. mental health is real. And if you have somebody in your family or a friend that looks like they need help, please don't shame them. Don't push them aside. Encourage them to seek for help. Professional help, not the church, unless you have a professional mental health person in your church, let them seek professional help. Why do you think Brandy's father said, "I don't want the police here again"? Is this something that has happened several times? I don't care if this was the 100th time. This could have been the last time had it not been for Tasha. They need to be there. Help resolve her issues. I know it's easier said than done, especially when it comes to mental health, but you need to be there for your loved ones over and over again. And if it means being there for them through the end, so be it. You cannot throw them away in a time of an emergency as the one described by Tasha. I know some people say some people just can't be helped. And maybe that's true. But do you really want people giving up on you? Maybe her parents are tired, exhausted. They've seen this 100 times. Maybe we should pray for them too. Pray for their strength to see their daughter through. Anyway, thank you so much for your support. Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like this video. Until next time, it is bye for now.